Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of my Sunday School Commentary and Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Nehemiah, the Captive Cupbearer Rebuilds a Nation, and is found in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 20. Nehemiah, whose name means constellation or confident of the Lord, led and completed a restoration effort of the walls of Jerusalem. He was an official in the court of the Persian king Artaxerxes in the role of cupbearer. After receiving word from his fellow Jewish brethren who had been and returned from Jerusalem that the city was in disrepair with no wall, Nehemiah began to have a burden for the city. In his day, the walls around a city were very important for every aspect of safety and prosperity of a city. Without walls, a city was laid bare and open to any and everything and anyone who wanted to come into the city when and whenever it or they wanted. He fasted and prayed for God to have mercy upon his covenant people and to use him and grant him favor to help restore the city. After noticing that something was distressing his cupbearer, Artaxerxes asked Nehemiah what was wrong. He told the king of the plight of Jerusalem and of his desire to go help them restore the city. The king granted Nehemiah his request, along with letters of authority and resources to rebuild the city. He led the third and final recorded return of the exiles from Babylon to Jerusalem. The lesson text is about what he did next. Upon his arrival, Nehemiah took the first few days and nights to survey the damage to the wall and assess what needed to be done without informing anyone why he was there or what he was doing. Once his assessment was complete, he gathered some important Jewish leaders and some workers together. He told them why he was there, the authority he had, and what role he believed God was having in all of this. He convinced them the time had come for the wall to be rebuilt and that they could do it. But when some of the others who saw that the Jews were starting to rebuild the wall, they mocked them and accused them of doing it so that they could rebel against the king. Nehemiah's reply to them was that the building of the wall was none of their concern or business, and that their God was going to see that they were successful. And successful they were, despite all of the attempts of others to stop or impede the rebuilding of the wall. After 52 days, they had successfully repaired the wall so that there was no breach in it. Only the doors or gates around the wall had to be set, and the wall continued up to its permanent height. This account of the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem has been an inspiration to many who face opposition when doing something for the kingdom of God and other struggles for something good. We must always remember that no matter how good or noble something may be, there's likely some who are opposed to what is being done and who do not want to see it or you successful. Jesus never told his disciples that their work would be easy. In fact, he warned of trials and tribulations, but he also said he would be with his own until the end. Nehemiah is an example of one who trusted that God was with him and would see him through despite what came his way. He went on to do other things to help the Jews to reestablish their covenant relationship with God. We can look at Nehemiah's life and as an example of one who was dedicated to helping his own return to God. By observing his life and commitment, we can be reassured by having the same kind of faith to see us through whatever God is calling us to do and finish in our own Christian life. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. You and others can also join by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I will get back to you. So, as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.